This feed is protected by a Creative Commons license to support the interests of the artists.
And this is Eclectic Mix, show number 29 for February 4th, 2006. Hello everyone, this is George, your host. Quite some time back, we played some jazz when the music of Robin Stein was presented. The jazz you're going to hear on this show is a considerably different type of jazz in that it's primarily improvisational. The music of Charlie Hunter, for me, is just a joy to hear. As one who played the guitar during high school and college and a bit after, I can really appreciate what he's doing. So without too much ado, let's get going right away with a piece called Oakland.
Thank you.
So that's Charlie Hunter on the 8-string guitar, John Ellis on tenor sax, flute, and bass clarinet, and Derek Phillips on drums. I have to admit that I've got a fondness for the clarinet, as I play mine whenever I get a chance. Must admit that I've only played the B-flat clarinet and would love to get my hands on an alto or bass clarinet, or even the granddaddy, the contrabass clarinet. Okay, my mouth's sweating too much, so let's move on. I've downloaded a lot of Charlie Hunter's music from archive.org, and the song titles remain fairly consistent. At least half the time, they're just numbers. Sometimes when names are given to some tunes, others just have a question mark, which is the case with this particular concert. This is the improvisational aspect of Charlie's music. Sometimes the tune just isn't recognized. Now, musically, there just seems to be a loose framework set up, and everyone latches to that framework and then works from it. I guess what I like is the organization. Now, what I mean by this is that truly freeform music, like some of Ornette Coleman's work, doesn't have any organization that I'm able to discern, so I kind of get lost. And that's just me, of course. But this music is quite different in that respect. I can see the general direction they're going, and I just delight in watching them get there. So, if only to highlight the confusion and perhaps lack of importance with the names of these tunes, this next one was called Fables of Fabius by the person who recorded the show, then corrected by someone else who said the name was Green Chimneys. Well, you choose. Thank you. Charlie's got music available. Boy, howdy, does he. And you can get it by going to charliehunter.com. Now, there are several roads you can take on this. One is to click on the first link, which is named Cooperopolis. You can pre-order the CD, which comes out on the 7th of February, and check out everything else on the page, including a DVD and a T-shirt, where you'll be contributing to the New Orleans Musicians Hurricane Relief Fund. You can get lost with everything on that page. All good stuff. Also, you can click on the audio button. Now, this is what I really, really love. You download the MP3s and burn them to CD. That's it. He even has CD covers for you to use if you want. Now, how cool is that? Oh, and these tunes do have names. Now, if you happen to be in Europe, then take note that late March he'll be out your way. I'm just hoping that he comes to Baltimore when he returns. So we're about to close things out with a final tune, then an advertisement for PodSafeGear.com. You know, I really hesitate calling it an advertisement, but that's what it is. Before you get all riled up, let me say that I know Paul, and I know what he's doing. I think that you'll find what he has to say is extremely informative, and, well, okay, sort of informative, and he... Well, okay, he just mentions the name of his website and podcast. But the bottom line is that if you're thinking of starting your own podcast, or if you've already got one and you want to upgrade your podcast gear, there's just simply nobody else around that is a better person to go to for this. And Paul, someday I want to get paid for it, okay? Great. And as we finish things out, I'd also like to thank you so very much for listening. I really do appreciate the emails that come my way. I'll mention the email address, of course, is eclecticmix@gmail.com. And the visits to the website, which is, of course, eclecticmix.com. Now, the more people we have turning off their radio and listening to these independent artists, the less we'll have to hear about grandmothers getting sued by the RIAA. Help these artists out by going to their shows, buying their stuff, and occasionally give them some love by just sending an email to say that you heard them. Believe me, they will appreciate it. Okay, this last tune by Charlie Hunter is called Moore's Alphabet. See ya. Thank you.
This feed is protected by a Creative Commons license to support the interests of the artists.
And this is Eclectic Mix, show number 29 for February 4th, 2006. Hello everyone, this is George, your host. Quite some time back, we played some jazz when the music of Robin Stein was presented. The jazz you're going to hear on this show is a considerably different type of jazz in that it's primarily improvisational. The music of Charlie Hunter, for me, is just a joy to hear. As one who played the guitar during high school and college and a bit after, I can really appreciate what he's doing. So without too much ado, let's get going right away with a piece called Oakland. Thank you.
Thank you.